California has too many chihuahuas. Thousands of the tiny dogs have been abandoned in the state. That prompted an unusual airlift called Project Flying Chihuahuas. It's connecting the pooches with new owners across the country. And just in time for Christmas, another batch is about to go airborne. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Nearly 5,000 chihuahuas are jammed into overcrowded L.A. shelters like this one in the San Fernando Valley. Dog lover Laurel Kinder has been rescuing them and shipping them to places where chihuahuas are wanted. She blames the surplus on breeders trying to cash in.
They're breeding to sell, and then, of course, they're selling unspayed and neutered dogs, and then those people backyard breed, and then it continues like a pyramid to be 4,700 dogs.
Kinder says many chihuahuas that don't get adopted soon after they arrive are killed.
So we're hoping to eventually put a moratorium on any euthanasia of the small dogs, that we're able to get them out, and most importantly, get the word to people that as we're getting them out, not to come behind us with breeding them, because then we'll never get rid of this problem here.
L.A.'s chihuahua boom started in the mid-1990s with Dinky and Gidget, two pint-sized spokes dogs who craved Mexican fast food.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
In Hollywood, chihuahuas soon became fashion accessories for celebrities like Paris Hilton. Plus, they were featured in the movies Legally Blonde and, of course, Beverly Hills Chihuahua, Parts 1 and 2.
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. There's an awful lot of dazzle when you go to the movies and you see these terrific little dogs.
Kathy Davis is the general manager of Los Angeles Animal Services. She says many fickle fans have abandoned their pocket pets.
Jealous.
People get enamored with that dazzle and they run to their local breeder or pet store and they pick up these pets and they take them home and then the dazzle wears off.
But to the rescue, Project Flying Chihuahuas.
We're going to get you a new home. No more shelter.
Two batches of lucky little dogs have been pulled out of the shelters to be airlifted to the East Coast. Grey's Anatomy actress Katherine Heigl is picking up the tab. And to get them ready for the trip, Project volunteers outfitted the little chihuahuas with new fleece coats, complete with Santa hats and fake antlers.
Oh, look at you. You're free for Christmas. What a Christmas present you got.
3,000 miles away in Nashua, New Hampshire, the first shipment of chihuahuas was adopted immediately. That's how Christmas came early for Irene Goodrow.
He reminds me of the Taco Bell little dog. I named him Chico, and we bonded right away.
Goodrow is about to turn 67, so Chico is her Christmas and birthday gift.
As soon as the girl took him out of the kennel and handed him to me, oh, millions of kisses, millions of kisses.
In New Hampshire, where chihuahuas are scarce, 100 people were on the waiting list for the rescued dogs. Chico and all the other California canines have been learning to adjust to the snow.
Picked his feet way up in the air, because of course it's cold. Put his little feet down and lift him right up again.
Goodrow says she's already taught Chico some commands. Annie watches Animal Planet on TV and snuggles with her at night.
And he's got his Christmas stocking hanging up. And he's got treats in there and he's got a toy in there. I still believe in Santa Claus. And he's already come because I've got my baby.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Oh, kisses, 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 kisses.
Oh, my God.